Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. With everything going on this season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, the fans deserved a panel at BravoCon.
Oh, yeah. Between the upcoming hair-pulling incident to Joe and Teresa Giudice's relationship, we deserve some answers.
At BravoCon, the ladies of the Garden State sat down with Us Weekly's Brody Brown.
That's all the ladies, Teresa, Jackie, Margaret, Dolores, Jennifer Aiden, and Melissa Gorga.
Teresa, of course, talked about her relationship with husband Joe, but she also gave us some more information on that younger guy she was seen holding hands with.
Yes, and Dolores brought up that she's really disappointed with Joe after seeing him on the Joe and Teresa special.
She has a point, because Dolores has known Teresa since she was 16 years old. That means she's seen their entire relationship play out.
Plus, the ladies talk more about their friendship with Danielle Staub.
Their reactions do make you wonder how the rest of the season is going to play out.
Definitely. Let's take a listen.
Bravo fans, welcome to The Real Housewives of New Jersey, the Garden State Dishes the Dirt panel. And please give a warm welcome to our moderator, Brody Brown, managing editor for Us Weekly.
Hi guys, are you ready to dive deep with the season 10 cast of The Real Housewives of New Jersey? Woohoo, let's get to it. She started out turning tables, now she's standing strong. Teresa Giudice, come on out. And she just turned 40, but her body is still the envy of any housewife anywhere, Melissa Gorga. Husband may be in the pool, but we are happy she is here with us this morning, Margaret Josephs. You better not mess with this tough talking mama. Come on out, Dolores Catania. She may have her hands full with two sets of twins, but she's got time for a war of words with you and Jackie Goldschneider. And last but not least, let's bring out Jennifer Aiden. Ladies, to start off, if you can tell us, what does it make for a true Jersey girl? What makes a true Jersey girl? Teresa, you kick it off.
What makes a true Jersey girl? I don't know. I mean
the
big hair, the sequins.
I say loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
And tough.
Just perfect.
I think Jersey girls are just a little extra.
We're
extra.
Solid.
Definitely. Yes.
I like
opinionated
that.
And fabulous.
I think we're
there we go.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're super passionate. There's something in the water. I always say Jersey, there's something in the water.
Melissa's just always humping everything.
So yeah. That's true.
I call her the bad humper.
No, we're passionate. I mean, we're just real passionate girls.
We say it the way it is.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, too fucking bad.
Yeah. That's right.
For everyone except for the OG on the panel, who was everyone most nervous to meet?
I mean, yeah, I that's my sister-in-law, so not...
Maybe not her.
Were you nervous to meet her when you first met her?
No. Me?
Let's go back.
Yeah.
No. She was really nice back then.
I don't think I was nervous to meet, but I was excited to meet everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
I knew everybody.
Now, do you ever go back and watch old seasons?
No.
Wow.
No, only when they're on. You know, I love when you guys send us clips of like my kids growing up. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Yeah.
Will you ever do another fitness competition?
I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She was so good. I wanted her to do it for a long time.
They didn't want
it.
Me to do it this season. I'll give you because they said I was boring. They wanted me to flip more tables because I wasn't drinking or, you know.
No one wants to see her pack chicken.
Yeah.
Bring it to a restaurant.
Chicken and broccoli.
Yeah, but sometimes when you're dieting, you get cranky.
Yeah,
angry.
Yeah, I was hangry.
It's not boring.
But this season, I was drinking a lot, so get a tune in and see what happens.
Same.
I got in trouble this season.
Same.
It was good.
Not the first time, Teresa.
Now, Melissa, when you wanted to become a singer, Joe was so supportive, he even put a recording studio in the house.
Yes.
What changed his mind about Envy?
You mean, like, what made him start supporting?
Yeah.
I think with him, I just got busier just being on The Real Housewives and being on the show. And it was hard for him at first because he was so used to me being home by 3:30, 4 o'clock every day. My children were always perfect, and they still are. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, the typical housewife, it was very hard to break out of that, but I did, and he's really awesome with it now. And like, I really truly believe in, you can be a wife, you can be a woman, you can do everything you want to do, you can have your business. I'm 40 now, and I'm like, I've come into my own. I love having something that's my own, that I'm independent, and he's very supportive now.
Good.
Yeah.
And Antonia's really growing up. Are you looking forward to her teenage years, or are you dreading them?
I mean, she's in them. She's in her teenage years now. She's 14. I can't believe she's a freshman in high school. Like, she started on the show, she was like 4 or 5, and she was asking, you know, how old Jesus was on the show, like in a little tutu, you know? And now, like, her boobs are bigger than mine. So, so it's crazy. She gives me a lot of side eye, and she kind of thinks I'm embarrassing, but I know she'll grow out of that, you know?
What was your reaction when Joe told her he wants her to be a housewife?
I don't like that. I want her to be whatever she wants to be. So we always like kind of battle back and forth with her. I like that she learns from me. She gets to see that I work really hard. You know, she came to the Envy fashion show this year that'll be on the show, and you'll get to see, you know, I feel her look at me proud. Like, look at my mom. She's a boss lady. Like, she goes for it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. That's what I think. Like, just
for sure.
Showing her that she can do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to just stay home and have babies if she doesn't want to.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that. And you and Joe talked a lot about the way his words affect your daughter. Do you worry about the effect his words have on your son?
Yeah, I think it would affect both, definitely, because they'll also start to believe that that's the way it's supposed to be. I think that he's gotten so much better now with it all, and I think with the help of the show and social media and whoever, like, will also tell him if he's wrong or right, and he's softened up a lot with all of that.
Good. And Teresa, how has your brother Joe stepped up to help you while you've been a single mother?
Anytime I need any help around the house, I call him and he's right there. And Gia's really close to him. So anytime she's, you know, is dealing with something difficult, she'll call my brother. So, which I think is really sweet, you know? So, yeah, no, he's been amazing. As Melissa too, both of them, they're, you know. I gotta get brownie points here now.
Melissa, it looks like you're considering having another kid this season. Do you really think you're ready to handle 4?
I mean, 4 is a lot. It really is. And I think I would have to raise the 4th child a little differently than I raised the other 3, just because I work full-time now and I was home with them a lot more. So it's a big decision, especially because I have a business now and I have other things. So I don't know that I'm ready for it, to be honest. And you'll definitely see this season us explore it. We go to doctors. We do some there's a couple scenes that I'm actually scared because, you know, they need our bodily fluids. And like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it gets, you know Joe. So that'll be a fun episode when you see that. Yeah.
And you say this season, season 10, is the most honest season yet.
Yes.
Have you ever been caught in a lie or caught someone else in one?
Oh, probably. I mean, I don't know. I mean, nothing's like popping out at me, but it's very honest. I'm saying, as far as like, if you're a true fan of The Real Housewives of New Jersey and you've watched all the previous seasons, you were left open-ended. There's a couple questions you're gonna have. There's some cheating allegations. There's a couple things that I feel like we're super honest about, and we come forth and we tell you what you didn't know before. So I think that's, the fans are gonna love that.
Now, none of you seem afraid to be able to say what's on your mind, no matter what event you're at. Is there any inappropriate moment to confront someone?
I think if it's your special event, you don't want to, like, start a fight and ruin the day for the person, but Sometimes that doesn't stop us anyway.
You just have to let it out, you know? It's like jumping out of your mind and then your mouth starts moving and then shit happens.
I'm able to hold it in till I'm ready.
Yeah, right.
Everyone knows that about me.
Yeah, you're...
Yes. It's a gift I have.
Very diplomatic.
It's true. I'm pretty good at that too. I know when
timing
when
is everything.
To.
Yeah, timing is everything.
Jennifer, have you stopped spoiling your kids as much since you got heat for it?
No,
you have not.
I have not. No, but you know what? I give my kids boundaries and I let them earn what they want. And sometimes my version of them earning something may not be what another parent does. Like for me, it's like, you know, maybe you did a good deed or you got caught being kind at school. You got caught being kind at school? Okay, that will deserve Target and we have a budget and you can pick one thing. And when we go to Target.
You have a budget?
I do. Listen, they get each $20 and at Target, that's $100. Okay, so it's not cheap, but sometimes that ends up being cheaper than taking them to Chuck E. Cheese. Because Chuck E. Cheese is like Gamblers Anonymous. Steroids.
That's true.
And it's like, I need the tickets. I need the tickets. I need more tickets. And I'm like, stop with the tickets. Can I just buy it for you on Amazon right now? It'll be at the house tomorrow. No, I need the tickets. I was just at an arcade the other day, and Jakey won the bonus. It was 750 tickets. And Olivia was like, I just need... Mom, all I need is just 3,000 more tickets. I was like, you can't just say just 3,000. When you say all I need, it has to be like 30, like 50. You can't just say, Mommy, 3,000. But it was all for a gift. And she got caught being kind, so I found her a way.
Caught being kind.
Yeah, caught being kind. I'll show you. In their elementary school, they have a thing where when they catch a child being kind to someone else. For no reason. No.
Notice. I don't think they catch them.
It's called a caught being kind.
Oh, that's so funny.
No. It's the name of caught being kind. Have you been caught being kind today? And they get a plaque. So if something like that happens, then yes.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I do.
And Jennifer, how will you handle your children dating and getting married? Do you have mom rules for them?
Oh, yes. We just say no to everything right now. Nope. Wait till you're married. They're still young.
Yeah.
I mean, my 15-year-old is the only one that's starting to be a little hormonal. But I keep looking at him. I'm like, your father didn't have sex till marriage. Kind of, sort of, not. But we don't talk about it yet.
Jennifer, what do you wish the other girls understood about Turkish culture?
I mean, I feel like they pretty much get it, and I feel like Turkish culture is not so different than all the cultures out there. Like, everybody has, the Italians have a close-knit family, and Greeks have it, Armenians have it. I don't really feel it's so much different as far as, like, American culture, it's different, but for across the board, the other nationalities, I feel like it's pretty much the same.
Margaret, you and Jennifer have very different opinions about marriage and family. What's something you admire about Jennifer and her family?
I think Jennifer and I both are into close-knit families.
Yeah.
And I think we've come around to different things. I love that Jennifer is very close with her family and she always has them over. We're just different in some, listen, she gave me a hard time about the way I met Joe originally. I think she's come around a little with that. we've loosened her up. So
we like Joe very much.
I love that she's close with her family.
Close with your mom.
And I'm super close with my family. I have a very open door policy in my life as well. We're the same way. We just have a different, family lifestyle. That's all.
Okay. For all of you,
I run around naked all the time. She doesn't.
We love that about you.
Like a little.
She does. I've seen it.
Me too. Yes.
I'm a little more bohemian. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we've filmed a couple times and they put Margaret and I in a room together and Margaret legit comes back from we're done filming, it's time for bed, and she just strips. And then she'll come over to the bed and she'll just have a conversation. I'm like, but she's serious. She's not even fazed by it, and I can't focus on a thing that she's saying. And she's looking at me like, "What?" I'm like, "You're just gonna go to bed?" And she gets in the bed, butt naked, and then she wakes up in the morning, and she's like, "Good morning." And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus!" I mean, she's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
No, she's adorable.
But You know, it's a lot for me.
I sleep naked. I mean, I get hot in my sleep.
She's hot blooded.
I'm very naked. European. That's what I say.
You don't want to put it
European
all out.
I'm from the European side of New Jersey.
Like, I change with like the one shirt over the nipple.
Yeah, if I look like that, I'd totally be walking around naked in the streets. No. Not just in my bedroom. I mean, you know.
Thank you, but for real, that's crazy.
Yes.
For all of you, what has been the hardest part of your personal journeys to rewatch on TV?
You know, the when Frank got disbarred, I did not know about it. We all know that I found out about it on reunion. And the next day I called Frank and I said, everyone's saying this. He goes, well, I have to tell you. I did lose my job, I got disbarred, and we're okay, but I didn't have the heart to tell you. So now, if fast forward, they have him actually in court conceding his license on, and I watched it for the first time and his hands were shaking. And I started crying for him, and he was sitting next to me. He goes, I didn't even know that this was on, you know, anyone could see this, because I wasn't in court with him. So to watch him go through that was probably the one time that I cried watching my journey on Housewives. I felt bad. Could you imagine I felt bad for him? After all these years, I felt bad.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
What about for the rest of you?
I think when I talk about my kids and my relationship with my kids and when I have to watch me relive it constantly, that's very upsetting for me. That's probably the only upset that I have a very hard time watching.
Mine was the bragging.
Really?
I was not happy about that. But I am more conscious of the fact that I am less reluctant to talk about my house now. But you guys gotta understand, like, when I started the show, that house was new to me. I didn't come from that. So I was very excited, and when people would come over, people were curious and they would ask me questions, or they were shy to ask me questions. And when I feel someone's vibe that they're shy to ask me questions, I kind of jump in and I'm like, they're like, wow, I wonder how big this house is. It's so big. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll tell you. So we got 9 bedrooms, we have 16 bathrooms, we have an indoor basketball court. And they're like, wow, really? Can I see? And I think I'm sharing. You know, so my perspective always was I'm sharing. But you gotta understand, there's a very fine line between stating facts of what you have, and if those facts happen to be something more than what the person you're talking to has, they may perceive it as bragging when I may be completely oblivious that I'm bragging. So seeing that edit back, yeah, now I don't talk about my house, but now I can't win, because now people, when they ask me about my house, I know it's a novel, I'm sorry. Now when people ask me about my house and I don't answer, the vibe I feel is, she's such a bitch, she doesn't want to tell me. Oh, she's too good for me. You want to tell me about my house? I don't want to know about your house then. And I can't win, Brody.
No, I know, I see it. It's difficult. What about...
You can't win.
No, you can't win with Jennifer.
Can't win.
But what about for you, Melissa? What's the hardest to watch?
I think it was definitely my son's christening. And also whenever, you know, whatever Teresa's family went through, like whenever I see the girls cry, I don't like when the kids are upset, like breaks my heart, you know? I don't like when I see my nieces crying.
I don't think I've had a personal story that I've had a hard time watching back. What I have a harder time with is watching people talk bad about me and like react to something I did and see how I hurt somebody and watching them badmouth me. Because usually that will happen in real life behind your back, right? Like you don't get to be privy to those conversations. So when you hear it and you're watching it, It's difficult for me sometimes to handle that, but you get used to it as you go on, but that's probably the hardest for me.
Teresa.
Well, I'm sure you guys all know, you know, what I went through, the whole legal thing, you know, saying goodbye to Joe and, you know, seeing my kids suffer.
You got a list.
Yeah, losing my mom. There's a lot. Yeah, I've been around a long time, so. Thank you. And thank you for all your love and support. It really means a lot. It does. Thank you.
Teresa, what has been the hardest challenge of being an only parent the last few years?
It's difficult. I mean, you know, Joe and I, we were really strict with Gia growing up, but then when the whole legal thing happened, I got a little soft, because, you know, I was all by myself. And, you know, so I said, you know, of course, not that I spoiled them, but whatever they want, I'll get it for them. I try to make up for, like, the pain, like, that, you know, Joe not being there or everything that we're going through. But I have to say, and you guys will see it play out, you know, we just came back from seeing Joe in Italy. And, you know, my girls they had to grow up quick, you know, because of everything we've been through. And not, you know, just watching it through, because like, as a mom, you never know if you're doing a good job or not. But watching my girls, like, they're pretty amazing. They really are. You know, they had to grow up at a young, you know, they grew up quick. Like, as you saw Gia growing up, Gabriella, Melania's had the hardest time, but she has turned around. Like, she saw a therapist last year, and she was having trouble in school. Now this year, she's doing really good in school. And she, look, as you guys saw, she lost over 40 pounds. Like, yeah, she just put it in her head, and she did it. And Adriana, the little baby, she's, like, amazing. She's, like, the sweetest, sweetest, sweetest kid. So, so I hope they keep, you know, I hope they keep going on the right track. You know, as a mom, that's all you wish for. And, you know, and I thought that, you know, the girls would be fine, like, when we came back from Italy, but they're really missing Joe still. Like, Melania told me the other day, she's like, I miss Daddy so much, and it breaks my heart. So, you know, it's hard, like, so, but I try to compensate, and, you know, I try to, whatever they say, like, even Melissa says, you do so much for them, but I do, I jump over hoops for them because of everything that we're going through, and I just, whatever they say to me, I try to do it for them, just because of the situation, so. But they are amazing kids.
You talked a little bit about how the girls are feeling after the Italy trip, but how are you feeling after reuniting with Joe in Italy?
Well, you guys will see that play out. I can't give a lot away. but I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's free. It was a very emotional trip. I cried a lot. You guys will see that, you know, and it takes a lot for me to cry. I was just, yeah, I cried a lot. I cried a lot. It was so emotional. And, you know, I cried seeing my kids so happy. Like, Melania was so happy that the six of us were together. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe we're eating dinner together. She was so happy. And I know, it breaks my heart. But I'm happy he's free, finally, because, you know, he didn't have to sit in ice for 7 months, and he did. So, I mean, that was something, you know, he could have left right away. He didn't have to sit there, but he did fight. And now he, you know, his daughter saw that he fought, which I'm happy. And you know what, I'm not just saying my family. I feel bad for other families that are going through this also, because it's terrible. It really is. I mean, ice.
I mean, you said it's worse. It's worse than where he was.
Yeah, I mean, he said, like, where he was in the ice facility, terrible. So I feel bad for anybody that's going through this. And like Joe was saying, like, he wasn't even telling us as much as, you know, like, what was going on there. And he said he had to live with this every day. And like, he was like, they had him, like, in solitary confinement. And he said it was terrible being there. So I felt bad for him. But I'm glad he did fight. I mean, like, when you deal with legal stuff, like, you never understand unless you walk the walk. Like, lawyers tell you like one thing, then they tell you another thing. It's like so hard, but you know, that's what you do. You hire professionals and you follow their lead. But they said now that he was in there 6 months, now he's able to fight it being in Italy. So yeah, so hopefully, you know, we're still gonna fight it, and you know, maybe one day, you know, hopefully, maybe, I think it's gonna take like a year and a half, we'll get an answer. So maybe he'll come back.
How did you feel after your one-on-one with Joe and Andy?
Oh, I felt fine. Yeah, it was good. I thought Joe was good. I don't know what you guys thought of how Joe was.
I don't think it was clear that he couldn't see you.
Oh, yes. He couldn't let everybody know. Yeah, thank you. Joe could not see Andy and me. Yes, we could see him. That's why I was like, why are you wearing an orange blazer? I was like, and it's so funny, like, my first interview with Andy, I wore an orange jumpsuit. I was like, yeah, like,
Were you trolling us with both of you wearing orange?
I mean, it was so weird.
It was just coincidence.
Yeah, it was coincidence. Like, I asked my friend that owns a boutique, I'm like, send me something. And he said, send me an orange jumpsuit. He's like, this is the hottest thing. And then when I got it, I'm like, orange? I'm like, and even though I didn't even wear orange when I was away, we wore khaki. But Joe wore orange. And Ice, he wore orange. I'd never seen anybody in orange until I saw him. He, like, when he was in actual prison, he didn't wear orange. He wore khaki. But when he was in ICE, he wore orange. And he was behind a glass. So that was terrible, too, for my kids to see him behind a glass. That, like, broke my heart. Yeah.
What were the girls' reactions after they saw the one-on-one with Joe and Andy?
Yeah, they were fine with it. Gia didn't say nothing. And I think, I don't know if Melania saw it. But Gia, she didn't say anything. She was fine with it.
Okay.
And I'm used to Joe. So to me, that was good Joe. Yeah. That was good Joe. Like, I know how Joe is, so.
You smiled at that.
I don't want her to be used to somebody talking to her like that, you know?
I mean,
know
she was mad after she saw it. She's like, he's such a fucking asshole. Like, I'm like, but that...
You know, I've been away...
But I'm, like, used to him. Like, I thought, you know, I thought we were both honest with each other, and...
Talk to me in 2 years and let me think if that's what she's used to being talked to like that.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. You know, somebody comes along, they talk a little nice, they say, okay, sweetheart, a little gentleness, and you melt on the floor. It's like an abused dog. Like, when a guy talks nice to me like that, I'm like, oh, what can I do? But I just want someone to speak softly and nice to her.
I want that. That's what I want. Not to be used to that hardness. No, I know. I mean, now I had a lot of time to think, guys. 3 years and 8 months, so I had a lot of time to think while Joe was gone. And, you know, now I tell him all these things. I'm like, you know, you were such an ass on the show. And now that when he was in jail, he would rewatch it. And he was like, you know what? You're right. I was an ass. But this is the thing, like in person, he would not be an ass, because then I would rip his ass, I would rip him, like I really would. But on the show, he would act like this macho guy, like around people, and I hate that.
Like they gotta prove something in front of people.
In front of people.
But alone, if she went back at him, he would probably back down.
Oh, like,
totally, but if she went after
like, I would
him
never
in front
take
of people,
that.
He would get nastier.
Yeah, if I would never take, like the way you guys saw him on the show, like being an asshole. Like, no, like, he wasn't like that, like, in person, like, because otherwise I wouldn't, I mean, you see me, I'm a tough cookie, I wouldn't put up with his shit. I really wouldn't, I'll be flipping tables, you know, all over the place, you know, so when we were one-on-one and with the, around the kids, he would never act like that, but around people, I don't know if it's an Italian thing or a macho thing, or I don't know, whatever you want to call it, like, he acted, you know, yeah, like, whatever, however he acted. Describe it. I don't even know what you call it.
In front of people, he had to have this machismo thing. But if she went back at him and nobody was around, like I said, he would back down. But in front of people, he would get. She never talked back to him the way she would if somebody wasn't, because he would just get so.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
You want to diffuse it, and you don't want to make people feel uncomfortable. We've all done it. We've all been there in situations. So
my mom used to say to me. She's like, you're married to a saint. That's what my mom used to say to me. She's like, because he puts up with a lot of shit that you say. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So she used to say that, you know, because compared to my dad, like my dad, old school dad, my, you know, now you look at my dad, he looks like a teddy bear. But my dad, growing up, he was like strict, like, you know, like no
tough.
Messing with my dad.
It was tough, huh?
Yeah, very tough, yeah. So my mom's like, you know, I guess she looks at the way Joe was and the way my dad was, she's like, he was like such, so
you're gonna
different.
Meet a lot of different people now, that's all I have to say. Maybe, if things go the way they might, I just want,
I'm trying to pimp her out.
She said it, I didn't, she said it, not me. I don't care, I'm a friend, I'm gonna say, if things don't work out, you're gonna see how the rest of the world talks to women.
You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Jewish men talk different. I like Jewish men.
Yeah.
Nice. Love Jewish men.
Come sit with me, Dolores. I know a lot of them.
You know how I feel about Jewish men. They're so nice. Watch, sweetheart. Why are you mad? Like, how can I make it better?
I love that. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Look what you have to look forward to.
Teresa, we saw your GMA interview this week. How are you and your family coping with the media attention and all the questions about what will happen next?
I just cope with it, just take day by day, and, you know, I'm fine with answering any question. Exactly. There's nothing I could do.
Is there?
I mean, I guess I've been in it now, what, 11 years? Yeah. So I'm used to it.
Is there anything you want to set the record straight on about your relationship with Joe for your fans?
No. No. You're going to have to watch and see.
What would you all do if you were in Teresa's situation?
Oh, we don't know. It's very hard to put yourself
in. I would do exactly what she's doing. I think so, right? I've done it. I've been there. I've stuck it out with somebody. I've always had their back, whether I look at me and Frank.
Yeah.
I still have his back. I still kept the family together, even though we were divorced. And you do what's right for the kids, and that's exactly what I see her doing.
Exactly. They operate as a family. They're an amazing family. It's not about them being a couple. It's about them being a family, and they do the right thing
that's
for their family.
Right.
Thank you.
Melissa, how do you handle situations when your friends want to gossip about Teresa?
My friends, these friends?
It's always difficult because obviously we're family, so and we don't agree on everything all the time. So, but what's good about where I'm at now is that my friends that are on the show understand that, and it's okay to tell me you disagree with Teresa, or that you're having a bad day with Teresa, or vice versa. I'm sure she has to deal with the same stuff with me. But everybody knows there's certain boundaries that we won't cross. We'll never go back to what we used to be. So Teresa and I can have an argument now, but we can still go to dinner on Sunday with our kids and our families and be normal, where before it was a lot harder for us to do that, you know? So that's good, But yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, everyone at the end of the day knows that, like, it's okay. We don't have to agree on everything, and, like, we can have our own friends. We're adults. But there's boundaries, and anyone who's my friend knows that.
Do you all think that Real Housewives of New Jersey focuses more on family than the other Housewives shows do?
Yes.
Definitely. They always did, from day one,
I feel like that.
I think
also Beverly Hills, they have sisters.
They had some sisters action.
Right, but I think our husbands are a bigger part than any other.
Yeah, our husbands and our kids, I think, are a bigger part of the franchise than all of the other.
Yeah, and I mean, we're all different versions of a family, right?
Yes.
It's like my kids aren't on, but I have Marge Sr., I have Joe, I have the people in my office. It's like everybody's a different version of a family on here. Some people have young kids. Dolores' kids have grown. You've watched Melissa and Teresa's kids grow up. But on the other franchises, a lot of people are, you know, are single. They don't have their husbands on or their kids. So I think our franchise is very solid that way.
Yeah, you mentioned the husbands. What are your husbands' reactions to being on camera?
I mean, mine's the biggest ham of the group. Yeah. I think that's safe to say. I mean, that I don't have to say a word. I think everybody knows.
My husband, first season, wasn't so hot on it, and second season, he totally warmed up. He's like, he's in it.
There was a meme of my husband, first season, of him and Jafar. So just to give you perspective on his take on a first season.
Her husband is the best type
of villain. But he's not Jafar, he's Aladdin.
Disney villain. But I can say, I have a little teaser. There is a part where you're going to see all the husbands together, and you guys are going to laugh so hard. It's going to be one of the most epic favorite scenes
of all time. I feel like Bill might be even a fan favorite towards the end of the season. That's how much he comes into his own.
Yeah,
he's even
great.
A little too much. Like, I was like, are you going to be embarrassed when you watch that back? Like, please don't blame me. Please. Like, I've not forced you to do anything. And he's like, no, not at all. But we'll see when that episode airs.
Margaret, did you have any idea your line, your husband's in the pool, would become so iconic?
Actually, I had no idea because I forgot I even said it. It was so in the heat of the moment. And when I, you know.
It was the way you
it was
said
the way. I was so agitated and I was walking back into the house. And you forget you're on mic. So when I saw
it,
she was
it,
like,
say it, please.
Oh, your husband's in the pool. So it was just, it was so crazy. So when Andy said to me, he's like, Marge, I watched that episode. I mean, that line you said. I was like, what line? And he's like, you know, the one your husband's in the pool. I was like, I don't even know what he's talking about. I swear, I had no idea. And then when I saw the episode, everyone's like writing to me. I was like, oh my God, I forgot I even said it. So it was just so off the cuff.
That's
but I was, I'm thrilled. I'm glad everybody loves it. Yeah.
Speak, Speaking of husbands and ex-husbands, Dolores, do you think your close relationship with Frank has gotten in the way of any romantic relationships?
Through my life? Oh my God, yes. But they have to get over it. Not this one. I think they're going to get married soon. But in the past, you know, my boyfriends have been jealous of Frank. And I would say, it's too bad. This is the way it is. And if you don't like it, then you're going to have to leave because it's not going to change. And I found that a real secure man and a real man that I would find attractive for myself could handle it. That's the way it is. Nobody ever came in between my relationship with Frank, and they can't. And that's still that way. So, yeah, but you know, then I used to find like, you know, whenever we'd get in a fight or that person did something wrong, they'd say, oh, I did it because of your relationship with Frank. It was always used for an excuse to do something wrong. So that person wasn't for me anyway.
Okay, moving on to Frank Jr. Do any famous ladies slide into Frankie's DMs?
Frankie signed into my Instagram one time and never signed out, so I get all his messages, and I do see a lot of them. There's some Playboy Playmates in there.
Okay.
There's a lot of body parts that I see sent to him.
Okay.
And then I see what he says, and I'm like, oh, what did I raise? No, but I can't help it. Sometimes I have to look. I don't know. But it's a Melissa. You're gonna see. You'll see. Like, yeah.
I'm fully prepared for this.
So there's some beauty pageant girls, but yeah. All nice. Frankie's always a gentleman, though. Really.
I know we see Frankie and Gia going to prom. How is Gia doing in college? How's it going for her?
She's doing amazing. She loves college. Yeah, I'm living vicariously through her. Because I wasn't allowed to go away to college, so I'm so happy. Yeah, we didn't go. I'm happy. Like everybody was asking me, like, are you sad that she is gone? I'm like, no, I'm so happy for her. Like, you know, this is like the best time of her life. I want her to live her life. And, you know, of course, study hard, but live your life, you know, live her life.
Experience
and have fun, of course, party, and, you know, and be good.
We're having fun now. Like, this is my sorority, I say.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get to go away.
Yeah, exactly. So, and she calls me all the time. We're really close. So, you know, I'm happy for her.
What was your reaction when you heard Gia saying she wouldn't want a relationship with Joe if he decided to move to Italy during his appeal?
He kept asking me, he's like, what do you think I should do? Should I stay or should I leave? I said, well, I wanted him to do whatever made him happy. And I said, you know, whatever makes you happy, you do. But his kids wanted him to fight. And I'm like, you have to fight. If your kids want you to fight, you have to fight. Otherwise, you put us in this mess. So if you don't fight, then they're going to always resent you.
That's true.
So that's why he, you know, I said, you have, you know, he fought for them. So, you know, and afterwards, he's like, I don't know why, you know, he kept saying over and over again, which I'm like, he's like, I should have never, you know, sat there for 7 months. And I'm like, all right, stop saying that now. You did it, you know, just move on. And, you know, because he hates that he wasted those 7 months. He's like, I could have saw my kids sooner. And I'm like, but listen, if you didn't wait those 7 months, your kids probably would have been so upset with you. So his daughters know that he did fight and he did, and now they're happy for him. They're like, Daddy, you know, they were like done with it. Like, they're like, Daddy, it's enough. We want you to get out of there. And they're the ones that said that to him. And then that's why he left. Yeah, because, you know, he was like, we had enough. Like, it was like mentally draining him. He was mentally draining us. It was terrible.
Whose relationship changes the most during the upcoming season?
This season?
Yeah.
I mean, is that giving away too much? Because I know.
Just give a little.
Whose relationship?
Yeah,
among the girls?
Whose relationship?
I would say.
Among the ladies?
I think Jackie and Teresa.
Changes the most? I think Teresa and I had a little
upsetting. Yeah.
But I feel like we all come back.
Yeah. I think it's a lot.
There's a lot.
Somebody else that's not here, too.
Well, I have a question.
Well, that's someone who's not here.
Teresa,
that's
I have a question
thing.
For you about that person. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about her.
Thank you for the segue. Teresa, what's the biggest misconception people have about Daniel Staub?
That.
The biggest misconception. I mean, yeah, why do you guys like her? No! All right, why?
The people have spoken.
What's the biggest misconception? There's no misconception.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she was nice to me, and she was nice to me. I mean, listen, if somebody's nice to you, you know, I mean,
I
you can't be mean
to
back to them.
Charles Manson was nice to his dog. Girl.
But listen, she does do something to me, and listen, what's that saying? You don't.
She bit the hand that fed her. Let's just say that. Danielle.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
she bit the hand that fed her.
You know, I grew up with Italian parents, so I don't know all these sayings. I know the Italian sayings, yeah.
Okay, well.
So that's what she did, and you guys.
Say in Italian.
I don't know how to say that one in Italian. I don't know.
On that note.
But, so you guys will have to see what, you know, how it plays out on the show, yeah.
Alrighty, let's take some questions from the audience. Let's start over here.
I'm sorry.
I just want to say, you ladies look Amaz. Trey, you're the ultimate OG. This question is for you.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know where this mic is. Oh, there.
Besides yourself, you can't say yourself, who gets the worst edit of your castmates?
Me. Who gets, yeah, oh yeah, well, let me think. Yeah, I would say Jennifer. Yeah, I would say, just because she doesn't really brag. It is.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean,
I think she's hilarious.
No, I mean,
think
maybe it's bragging to some people, but she admits it. It's like something new for her. She didn't grow up in a house that she is living like now. So to her, she's excited. And you know what? She's the type of, she loves to share. Like, yeah. She loves to entertain.
If you brag about it, but you're like if generous, you, had a you house, want everyone else to have it.
Right,
then
if
it's
you had a big house and then you didn't invite nobody over, like, I hate those freaking people that have a house. Wait, and you're not allowed to go in certain rooms or whatever.
So you get a house, too. You can move in.
No, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like, yes. She's not like that. She opens her house to everyone. She loves to entertain. Like, I think that says a lot about a person.
Okay, it's true. She does.
Let's take a question over here.
Margaret.
Yes.
Mary, Shag, Kill.
Okay.
Marty, Oliver, Lori Michaels.
Wow, that's fucking fucked up.
Mary, Shag,
okay, this is very, okay, Lori Mary, Shag, Kill. Okay, I might shag Lori Michaels because I never shagged a girl before. I'd probably marry Oliver because he'll drop dead really soon and he's rich. And I'll kill Marty.
That was so good.
Perfect.
It was perfect.
Let's take a question over here.
Melissa, I love you and Joe Gorga.
Oh,
love you guys. What do you think is your secret to a successful and happy marriage?
Oh. Geez. No, to be honest, Joe and I are actually extremely similar, which sometimes is a problem, believe it or not, but I would say we really do have like a love of family. We're very similar. If you heard Joe and I have an argument, which we do all the time, it sounds like two people who are still dating having an argument. We're both super jealous of each other still, and I'm not saying that makes a successful marriage at all, but I'm saying like we really do keep the spark alive. We play with each other. I know certain things he likes. If I'm going to dinner with him, I'll put it on. Like, you know, little things like that. We really do flirt, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but it really, it works. It works. We keep that little energy alive that's like a little flirtatious, and it helps that he's a great man and that we both just, like, we want to be together and we just love our family.
Thank you. And if he and you are both here, can I get a picture of the two of you together with me later?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's take a question over here.
Hi, ladies. Love you all. Marge, you're so fabulous.
Thank you.
My question's for Teresa, though. I was just curious, are you still friends with and do you still hang out with the young gentleman that you were seen supposedly canoodling with?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Woo, girl.
Good job, Teresa.
And over here.
Hi, ladies. My name is Natasha, and I'm from Maryland. My question is for Teresa. Teresa, you're such an inspiration because you have gone through such a public challenge. And my question for you, because everybody has their own challenges.
Thank you.
What is your mantra every day that keeps you going?
My daughters. Yeah, I mean, I wake up every day. I'm grateful that they're healthy, that I'm healthy. You know, my dad lives with me. And, you know, thank God he's doing well. You know, he's not doing that great, guys. I mean, his breathing still is like, it's getting worse as he's getting older. But, you know, I'm just grateful that we're healthy. I wake up every morning, I look at them, they put a smile on my face. And that's what keeps me going. Okay. And I have to be strong for them, because if I'm not strong for them, who's going to be?
Well, you're a great example, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
And over here.
Hi, I'm Steve from West Hollywood.
Hi.
Hi. Teresa, when you met up with Joe in Italy, did you guys have sex?
I want to know too.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to.
I know, I want to know too.
You're going to have to tune in, unfortunately, baby dog. I'm sorry. Season 10, this season, it's coming
right
up.
I'm ready.
So you will see if the boom boom happens. Wow.
Over here.
Hello, ladies, you all look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
My question is for Melissa. I know Joe's around. Are we gonna get to see him this weekend?
He's working right now, believe it or not, but he'll surface throughout the weekend, yes. He'll be here later and all day tomorrow. Yeah.
And one more over here, final question.
Oh, hi, I'm Dara. I'm from Long Island, but I do like New Jersey. Anyway, this is for Dolores. So your relationship with Frank is just, it's amazing because
he's
your ex, but you're still, like, there's never times like you just kind of fall down in passion and get it on. Okay. Because and how about him and girlfriends? Like, does he have girlfriends? I'm married.
But
I'm just saying.
Frank has a new girlfriend. We just celebrated her 30th birthday together. Yeah.
Larry, that's rocking the cradle.
We're actually away together right now.
He's rocking the cradle.
All right. Well, it's great. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for him.
Well, on that note, we've got to wrap it up. Thank you all for coming out to the Garden State panel. Thank you to the cast, season 10 of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Have a great one.
2, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife. You can ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy.